And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
New research has revealed that many of the top-of-the-line Android devices sold in China are awash with spyware, harvesting an untold amount of personal data without notification or consent that could easily lead to persistent tracking of users and easy unmasking of their identities.
新研究显示，中国安卓手机充斥着间谍软件。新的研究显示，在中国销售的许多顶级安卓设备都充斥着间谍软件，在没有通知或同意的情况下，收集了难以计数的个人数据，这很容易导致对用户的持续跟踪，并轻易揭秘他们的身份。
The study published by three experts hailing from the University of Edinburgh and Trinity College Dublin,found that popular Chinese phone makers like Xiaomi, OnePlus, and Oppo Realme are collecting massive amounts of sensitive data via their operating systems and a variety of pre-installed applications.
这项研究由来自爱丁堡大学和都柏林三一学院的三位专家发表，发现小米、一加和 Oppo Realme 等流行的中国手机制造商正在通过其操作系统和各种预装应用程序收集大量的敏感数据。
The data is being siphoned to an assortment of different private companies, and the researchers worry that the devices could send a worrying amount of personally identifiable information, PII, not only to the device vendor, but also to service providers like Baidu and to Chinese mobile network operators.
这些数据被抽调到各种不同的私人公司，研究人员担心，这些设备可能不仅向设备供应商，而且向百度等服务提供商和中国移动网络运营商发送大量的个人身份信息，令人担忧。
Considering the industry's close ties to the Chinese Communist Party CCP,The findings raise further concerns over the broader surveillance of mobile users in China and abroad.
考虑到该行业与中国共产党的密切关系，这些发现引起了人们对中国和国外移动用户的更广泛监控的进一步关注。
Overall, our findings paint a troubling picture of the state of user privacy in the world's largest Android market.And highlight the urgent need for tighter privacy controls to increase the ordinary people's trust in technology companies, many of which are partially state-owned, the researchers wrote.
研究人员写道，总的来说，我们的发现为世界上最大的安卓市场的用户数据隐私状况描绘了一幅令人不安的画面，并强调迫切需要更严格的隐私控制。以提高普通人对科技公司的信任，其中许多公司属于部分国有。
The study analyzed the operating systems of the three manufacturers as well as the communication between these system apps and the servers to which these connect in order to provide users with the intended functionality. The researchers did not consider third-party apps in their research.
该研究分析了这三家制造商的操作系统，以及这些系统应用和这些应用所连接的服务器之间的通信，以便为用户提供预期的功能。研究人员在研究中没有考虑第三方应用程序。
Researchers assume users were privacy aware who opted out of sending analytics and personalization data to providers and choose not to use cloud storage or any other optional third-party services.
研究人员假设用户是有隐私意识的，他们选择不向供应商发送分析和个性化数据，并选择不使用云存储或任何其他可选的第三方服务。
The data being collected includes sensitive information, including basic user information like phone numbers and persistent device identifiers like IMEI and MAC addresses, advertising IDs, geolocation data, and data related to social connections, such as contacts, phone numbers, and phone and text metadata.
被收集的数据包括敏感信息，包括基本的用户信息，如电话号码和持久的设备标识符，如 IMEI 和 MAC 地址、广告 ID、地理位置数据和与社会关系相关的数据，如联系人、电话号码以及电话和文本源数据。
The swaths of data harvested can easily reveal who is using a particular device,where they are doing it, and even who they are communicating with.
收获的大量数据可以轻易地揭示谁在使用一个特定的设备，他们在哪里使用，甚至他们在与谁交流。
In China, phone numbers are linked to an individual's citizen ID, which is tied to a user's legal identity.
在中国，电话号码与个人的公民身份相联系，而公民身份与用户的合法身份相联系。
All of the data being harvested is being done so without any user notification or consent, meaning users are unaware that their data is being collected, and they have no way of knowing how it is being used, according to the researchers.
研究人员表示，所有被收集的数据都是在没有任何用户通知或同意的情况下进行的，这意味着用户不知道他们的数据被收集，他们也无法知道数据是如何被使用的。
The data collection continues even when users are overseas, despite countries having different privacy and data handling laws, which should impact the way data is collected.
尽管各国有不同的隐私和数据处理法律，这应该会影响到数据的收集方式，但即使用户身在海外，数据收集也在继续。
Researchers found that data was even being sent when the devices lacked a service provider or when no SIM card was inserted.
研究人员发现，当设备缺乏服务提供商或没有插入 SIM 卡时，数据都被发送。
It comes as no surprise that Chinese communist authorities are collecting realms of data from the Chinese populace, but this recent study reveals exactly how Chinese phone manufacturers and third-party sites are actively pulling it off.
中共当局正在收集中国民众的大量数据。这并不奇怪，但最近的这项研究确切地揭示了中国手机制造商和第三方网站如何积极投入其中。
CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online.Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase...some of the albums released by Canadian musician First, I'll bring you Orit Shimane, and the song is called So Lucky. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的乐圈的秀。现在呢，又到了我们和大家推荐加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Orit Shimane 演唱的歌曲 So Lucky， 希望你喜欢。 That is a song called So Lucky by Orit Shimane, and it's from the album titled Lost and Found on the Road to Nowhere, which was released in August 2018. For more information of her music, you can visit www.oritshimani.com。 听众朋友，刚才您欣赏这首歌曲呢，是由 Orit Shimani 演唱的 So Lucky。 下面要推荐给大家的是来自 George Carver 演唱的歌曲 No One Has Eyes Like YouA Plex is a song by George Kevin, and it's called No One Has Eyes Like You, which is from the album titled South Side of Heaven, released in June 2018. Hope you like it.
Sometimes they look blue. Always they offer a beautiful view into the soul I'm connected to. Yeah, no one has eyes like you.
Nobody's got eyes like you. Nobody's got eyes like you.
They dance in the light and sing in the dark.They pull me together and tear me apart. I'm jealous of papers when you read the news, and no one has eyes like you.
Nobody's got eyes like you. Nobody's got eyes like you.
They hold me and they know me like no one will ever know me. They fly me and they land me. Most of all, they understand me. They shout hallelujah, they whisper my name, patiently listen to whatever I say. They're playful and funny and passionate too. Oh no.
现在又欣赏更多的中国音乐，下面要推荐给大家的是来自 王盈玲演唱的歌曲《爱情》。
总是不能忘呀，不能注意，也不能忘记你，这就是爱情。总是不能忘呀，不能忘记你，也不能忘记你，这就是爱情。难道这就是爱情？欺骗了你，如果说，
如果我说
我不爱你，
我不爱你，
这又违背我心意。昨夜我想了一整夜，今宵不能把你忘记，总是不能忘，也不能忘记你，也不能忘记你，这就是爱情。总是不能忘。
我将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去，漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣。前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福。虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你。没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己。没有我的岁月里，你要保重你自己。你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。我将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去，漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣。前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福。虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你。没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己。你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。 最孤立，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。
That's a song called 大约是在冬季 which means it's around the winter and it's vocaled by 齐秦 andOur last song for today's Chinese music segment is a song vocal by Teresa Dunn, and it's called 夜来香, which means fragrance and light. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please join next Saturday noon. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是齐秦演唱的大约在冬季。今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由邓丽君演唱的夜来香。在这里呢，何西感谢大家和我一道度过了又一个周六的美好午间时光，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
吹来清凉，那夜莺啼声齐唱，月下的花儿都入梦，只有那夜来香吐露这份芬芳。我爱这夜色茫茫，也爱这夜莺歌唱，更爱这夜来香。